Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
You know what? I'm actually really good.
Good to see you.
Good to see you too. Actually, come here.
Yeah.
You might have a question for me.
I do, yeah, because it's my turn. Come here, what's this?
Let me have a little think. It's your worst nightmare.
The environmental impact of all the number 7 vouchers that they print in Boots?
They'd be printed a load of vouchers.
Too many. One with every customer. It's my worst nightmare. Anyway, no, it's not that.
It's Smelling Sunset, I think.
Yeah, it's a podcast about Smelling Sunset.
Mm-hmm. And here we are at Season 6, Episode 7, which is called If You Can't Stand the Heat, Ellipsis.
Brie somewhere other than the kitchen.
And Brie is somewhere other than the kitchen. We don't see much of her.
No, we don't, actually. Episode. Same with Amanda.
Well, maybe she wasn't yet. Maybe she was in the kitchen.
Cooking what?
Yeah, as Kate Winslet said in her song from some Christmas Carol movie. But I guess... we'll never know.
We found our pitch really quickly there.
We did. Yeah. It took me, I had to join you and, I got there.
And I started too high, but you climbed.
So we kick off with Nicole wearing a tea-stained snake skin to make it look older for some reason.
It was pretty gross. A pirate's treasure map.
It was rancid.
Ugly. Yeah. I'm sorry to say, and I say this as someone with no drip, Nicole has no drip.
You would say potentially that you might be an expert on having no drip.
I am. Game recognizes game. She has no drip.
And Mary is asleep on the couch.
In like a coffin pose. She looked like that's what you will see at her wake. She was fully just like hands crossed over her chest.
Like if she was hanging upside down from the roof in that pose, it would have made more sense almost.
Yeah. And there was no real context. She was just taking five. Then Emma walks in looking like, if I may, Lizzie McGuire dressed as Wednesday Addams on Halloween.
And she comes in all chirpy and like really brings the mood up.
Those sunglasses were so small. There's no way they had any like UV protection on like a sliver of her eye.
But everyone was kind of low and Emma comes in. She's like, hi everybody. Oh my God. Whoa.
Yeah.
And everyone is up then.
If you could bottle and sell Emma's joie de vivre.
She tries to sell through empanadas, but I don't think that's the right delivery source for her like joie de vivre.
Agreed.
Through empanadas. Like it should be like a mist or an eye drop.
A light dusting. Yeah. Yeah, they were chit-chatting, they were saying good morning, they were catching up on the weekend. We found out Mary didn't get a raise for the extra work she's doing.
Yeah.
Should have got that in writing, girly.
She's just, like, helping out her friend.
Yeah. Wouldn't do it. Sorry. Not for love nor money.
No, it's too much. Well, I'd probably do it for money.
I'd do it for a lot of money, actually.
She's actually doing it for love.
She's also probably paid, like, loads, and she gets commission, so maybe she doesn't need it.
Yeah.
Too greedy.
But everyone only has a certain amount of time in the day, to be fair. And she didn't get more time in the day.
No.
With this extra job that she's doing, but whatever.
No. Chrishell at one point really looked like she was eating a Fulfill protein bar.
Yeah, what are those things called? The like granola bars that Cadbury's make and they're pretending that they're healthy. It's called like a Bliss or something. I don't know.
Tracker bar. Anyway, that was important.
Really important. Chelsea has closed escrow on some house.
Cool. And she was like, it's my 15th house. Like, it was like she was reading out her CV. For the 15th time, I've sold something.
Yeah, good for you, okay, babes. Cool. Well done. We probably should have known what that house was, right? If we've been watching the series, but I don't really care.
Yeah, it might have been the one where she went upstairs immediately when she got there.
When she was like, I've got some news. Let's climb 7 flights of stairs before I tell you.
Not here.
She might have, she's like, so the good news I got is... Because going upstairs is hard.
Yeah, it is. Getting harder.
Jason's going away again.
Like, the man is just on holidays after holidays.
He's...
must have some annual leave.
He must. Well, when you're the boss.
Getting more than your standard 33.
Mm-hmm. Nicole did a weird dance is a note that I took, which actually was like a storyline throughout the episode. Nicole does weird hand movements.
Nicole doesn't know how to carry her own body. And as someone who also doesn't know how to carry her own body, I get it.
Wow.
But less is more. You just don't ever try. Like, don't try a weird little shoulder thing. Just don't do it. Because you won't land it.
Are you Nicole Kindred Spirits?
Kind of.
But you hate her.
Exactly. And I hate myself.
Mary wants to organise a girls' trip.
Yeah, I thought it was all just like hypothetical pie in the sky. Like, we should go somewhere and then you never do. And then like 20 minutes later, they were in Palm Springs.
Yeah, and that's where everything in this episode happened. We had to like meander through 25 minutes of nothing to get there.
Yeah.
Much like this podcast.
Okay, I will sift through the bullshit.
We should call this podcast 25 minutes of nothing.
And it's just zero audio. We go to a gaff that Brett's at. Heather said, the ceilings are so high. And then Brett just went, 11 feet? And for our international listeners, that's exactly 11 Brett and Jasons.
Because they're small.
They're so small.
Heather's client, Heather, might be interested. I think Heather only deals with clients called Heather because she's terrible at remembering names.
I'm sorry, I can't. It's like, we have Shaquille O'Neal. She's like, what's his wife's name? Mary O'Neal. No.
Is he interested in changing his name to Heather, maybe?
Yeah, it was a housewife and a man from Botched. I never watched The Housewives of whatever.
Me neither.
So
I've also never watched Botched.
You should.
Find a kindred spirit there.
Absolutely fucking Botched.
It was boring.
The house was nice. There was a big blue building out the window, and I said it looked like IKEA. It was beautiful scenery, and then just like it looked like Google campus.
It was like blue and red. It looked like it was made of Duplo, like not even Lego, like child Lego.
Brad's like, bro, you should see this Duplo house. That'd be sick.
I'm happy to move on from this. Are you?
Yeah. Just at one point, Heather said, "You don't want to have any peeping toms." Peeping Toms, and I spelt it P-W-E-N. Peeping.
Peeping.
Anyway, that's a wrap on that scene.
Okay. Jason's at some fancy ass cocktail place and orders a fucking Aperol Spritz.
He needs another drink.
Like, you can get an Aperol. We know Aperol Spritzes are nice. Well, if you like an Aperol Spritz, you like an Aperol
Spritz.
They're
good. There's a time and a place, but yeah.
You can get them fucking anywhere.
Mm.
Don't go to fancy ass cocktail town and be like, Aperol Spritz, please.
He's made it his whole personality, because there hasn't been an episode yet where he hasn't mentioned an Aperol Spritz.
I am wondering if he is getting paid by Aperol.
Get that coin.
Yeah.
That's why he's on holidays.
Aperol are paying for the holidays.
Yeah.
He orders two Aperol Spritzes.
Ballsy.
One for him and one for his guest, who we soon find out is Chriselle.
And she didn't want it.
She didn't want the Aperol Spritz in this fancy-ass cocktail bar. She wanted a Sauvignon Blanc.
They're really taking advantage of the cocktails.
Yeah. And she orders a Sauvignon Blanc. The two Aperol Spritzes are in front of Jason. It doesn't take long to pour a Sauvignon Blanc, right?
No, doesn't.
So by the time they arrive at Sauvignon Blanc, one of the Aperol Spritzes is gone.
I hope that bottle was corked, because that's too quick to drink it.
Yeah.
Krishan and Jason were having awkward conversations about both dating younger people and then having a big high five over it, which mm-hmm. was just weird.
Yeah, but they also, there's a kind of cute moment as well where they talk about being happy for each other and stuff. It was kind of sweet.
If you take it as sincere, it was sweet.
Yeah, there was a couple of jibes. There was. Chriselle says that Jason and Lou probably won't be together in the next little while. And Jason is like, I am so serious about her. And listener, spoilers for real life, they have broken up.
Yeah, it was. What was the point? Just for her to say, oh, me and G might adopt. We figured that out pretty early. That's why we're together.
Like, yeah.
Didn't owe us an explanation, but thanks.
But no, she didn't. But for the people who felt like she did owe them an explanation, there you go.
There you go. There it is.
There it is. Chriselle also uses this as an opportunity to let Jason know what Nicole has said about her and Jason and what's inappropriate. And Jason's like, wow, that's not okay. I hope you all get along in Palm Springs. I'm not going to do anything.
Yeah. I totally didn't fancy you back then anyway.
Yeah.
He says, while still actively fancying her.
100%. And then
he'll lock it with her and I'm like, no, it's something else.
Don't look in there.
And then all of the sudden, we're in Palm Springs.
We are. All the girls are arriving.
Yeah.
Wearing clothes.
Yeah, they, as always, they're dressed up. Very mean that they didn't have a non-alcoholic drink for Heather.
Yeah, Heather like takes a moment to stop, because at the door, Mary sets up like a little Prosecco stop or whatever. Well, probably champagne.
Gorgeous little stand.
And Heather like takes a minute, looks at it, and is like, okay, no non-alcoholic, okay.
Yeah, that was mean, actually.
It was mean.
They're staying in a 20-acre villa, almost as big as a 100-acre wood. Flashback to last week. Uber! Nicole gets there and straight away smashes a glass.
Yeah.
Is that a precursor for what's about to come?
Yeah, Nicole really knows how to kill a vibe, let me just say.
And as someone who knows how to kill a vibe, she's really good at it.
Chriselle and Emma are making drinks. They make a little margarita or something, and they're very happy with what they've made.
Yeah, I trust them.
Yeah, me too. We were saying, like, I would go for a drink with Chriselle and Emma.
Yeah, I would too. What would we talk about?
I would just listen to them.
Yeah. I think Emma's a hoot. She's really gone up in my estimations.
And I think Chriselle is cutting in a really fun way.
Chriselle's, like, grown an absolute cutthroat personality, which I like.
Yeah, me too. As long as it's not directed at me.
Oh my God, sharp tongue. And then the second buzzkill of the fucking trip comes from Mary going, okay, so everyone gets settled in. I have a suggestion box about work. Like, fuck. fucking give us a minute. Let me take off my backpack.
Yeah, let me get this bra off and get comfortable.
Jesus, let the girl sing. Instantly has a suggestion box with, like, topics of conversation. Someone wrote, bring Christine back.
Yeah.
Me.
I bet. It's like a big orange box, and Chriselle is like, maybe HR? Someone brought... Mary's like, oh, someone brought games. It's Nicole.
Yeah. What games would Nicole bring?
What games are really boring? Yahtzee.
Boggle. Come on, guys, let's play Boggle. Chelsea's like, oh, in Britain we call that Boggle.
Yeah, I don't know. Why was Nicole in charge of games? And then, did she bring Twister or was that a joke?
I think Heather was like, oh, we should totally play Twister. And I was like, is that safe?
Yeah, because when... Did Heather say that or did Emma say
Heather
it?
Said, I wish we had Twister, we should play Twister. And then Nicole was just like... She stuffed Boggle nearby, like, don't have it.
I brought Monopoly, thought it was topical for the sort of work we do.
Like, oh, I hate to talk shop.
They all show how flexible they are.
When?
Didn't they all put their legs behind their head at one point? What was that, a fever dream?
Mary was just looking dead ahead and had an entire leg above her head. It was great.
And Heather got quite far for someone quite pregnant.
Yeah, listen.
She's killing it.
She's doing so well at being pregnant.
So we do a little flash forward or flash sideways or whatever you might want to call it to Amanza, who is dressed literally like an alien. Like, I actually got scared.
She looked like human tarmac. It was like grey and stuck to her. Hugging all the right places. Ugh.
Like, she could have been a horror movie villain in that. Mm. Like, she scared me a little bit. Because the hands.
Yeah.
The hands were covered too.
It was like, how do you go to the toilet in that?
Kind of butt flap.
Oh, excuse me. You fart in the whole thing in face.
And she has a little drink. She's like, oh, will I have another one before my guest gets here? You could have just said Brie.
Yeah. There was no one else left unless it was a twin. Like,
yeah. And Brie arrives and she's dressed like Britney Spears at those VMAs when her and Justin Timberlake were wearing the matching denim.
Yeah.
Which was kind of a serve.
No, I didn't like it.
Oh, she slayed your honour.
It was like a bandana top. Remember people used to wear those?
Yeah. I thought she looked good. I liked it. They have a little chat about the Nick Cannon stuff. It's quite interesting. They bring up the fact that having 10 kids means you don't have to pay child support. Like, Amanda's like, is that true? And Brie's like, yes.
I was hung up on whether you pay up to 10 or once you've 10, you cancel them all.
That's, I think, what it is.
Jesus.
Or it's like you get to pay a certain amount to each household.
Sure, no wonder.
Rather than for each kid. I know.
Pumping them out. Sorry.
They're already dragging Nick Cannon. Like,
he kind of deserves it, though.
Yeah, he does. A little bit. A gentle ribbing.
He's basically a sperm donor. Like, he's just...
Well, after that little...
He's had more kids than I've had hot dinners.
After that little sidetrack, we go back to Palm Springs.
It was really weird to jump to that. It was like, oh, no, they're not here. Where the fuck is Davina?
Oh, she's still astral projecting.
She's still. Like, well, man.
What is it? Burning Man is like over and she's like in some tent that they forgot to take down. She's like, oh, guys, whoa.
An absolute K-hole.
I think the girls are in Palm Springs. I'm going to go there.
Anyway, we go back to Palm Springs.
Everybody's arriving to some outdoor table.
Yeah. Mary's trying for a baby.
Yeah. Which is cute.
It's cool.
And then someone's like, who had sex in the O Group office? And Chriselle's like, me.
With who?
We'll leave that up to the listeners to decide. And Nicole in like the interview chair is like, oh my God, disgusting behaviour. Like, that could have been from any interview. They really are trying.
They just have a bank of reactions from like, I love it.
I hate it.
Do you think Mary was having a nap because she's trying for a baby, actually?
Is that a thing that you have to do when you're trying for a baby? She's kept all up all night?
Yeah. Because there was no context to why she was having a nap in the office.
I think probably she was having a nap because they're implying that she's working very hard.
She's tired.
She's a tired gal. Sleepy gal. Nicole starts bringing up stuff about Chriselle's relationship with Jason, which once again sounds like her issue should be with Jason.
Yeah.
She's like, I heard that you told him he can't take calls at certain times, or he stopped answering phone calls from me sometimes when he was with you. And it's like... Bring that up with Jason.
She sounds crazy. I hate to say it. She sounds crazy. She keeps just pulling accusations out of her hoop.
Yeah, it's a bit.
And then everyone's like, what?
It's a bit mad.
I think she really wants to have a beef. She's in love with the idea of a beef, but she doesn't actually have a beef.
Yeah, and like, it stinks of just being like, I need screen time. What do I do? Oh my God, I'll fight with Chriselle, the darling of the show.
I'm sure they know, though. If they're not involved in shit going on, they don't get screen time.
Yeah, true.
Although Heather somehow does.
Nicole's such a little shit. She seems like such a holier than thou. Like, they start getting into it, and Nicole's like, I'm being respectful, and if you don't want to listen to me, that is fine. I'm trying to explain to you my situation. And Chrishell is very much like, go fuck yourself, you're being a shit, and everything I've done, you've done as well.
Yeah. I like this new version of Chrishell. I think she's like, she's standing up for herself. She don't take no shit, and it's good to see, because usually she would have just been like, no, I'm sorry, no.
And then the moment of the episode.
The weird hand movement.
Okay, sure.
This kind of leans into it. This is the moment for me. Nicole did this weird fucking Liza Minnelli type hand movement where she, it was like she was, you know the circular moment you wash a window with?
Yeah.
She did it with both hands at the same time, twice. It's incredible.
As like, it was like her international symbol for, I want to stop having this conversation.
I'm done with this. She's just, yeah.
She's a bizarre person with bizarre hand movements. And because of that, Chrishell is like, are you on drugs?
And everyone's face was a picture.
Okay, we don't want to get libeled here from everyone that listens to this, but everyone's face made it seem like she may have at some point been on drugs before.
Maybe at some point she's been in proximity to a drug.
Yeah, maybe they are not absolutely shocked by this accusation.
No one's face was like, what the fuck? Like, everyone's face was, oh, she said it.
Yeah. Which was great.
Incredible. Heather really gave a good face there.
And Mary was like,
Mary was cleaning up the mess. She was just like, okay, Nicole, if we can just say you are not a crackhead and never have been, and like looking to the cameras and angling towards the microphone. And obviously Nicole got up and left.
She did. And Chrishell brings up the respectful thing again. Nicole's like, wow, how dare you say that about me? And Chrishell's like, I'm just being respectful. Like, she throws back the respect. Like,
delicious.
It was a stunning little callback.
Ate it.
And then Chrishell, then after Nicole leaves, is sort of like, I mean, the first time I met her was at your wedding, Mary, and she was like drugged out and like being real weird to people. And then Mary's like, now you're bringing me and my friends into it, like accidentally stepping into admitting that her and her friends were on drugs at her wedding.
Or that her wedding was so boring that they all needed drugs. Yeah. Either way, it's not a good look for Mary.
No.
And then we get our first C-bomb of the series / ever?
I think ever.
Ever in the history. They didn't even censor it.
What did she call her? Was it a malicious little...
They also subtitled it because it was said in like a private room with Mary and Nicole. And they wrote the whole word out.
They did.
And what is that word? Clown. She called her a vindictive little...
Clown.
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 But also the other C word.
Yes, you all know what it is.
Kooky. It was great. I'm glad we have our first C-bomb out of the way. Looking forward to the second.
Yeah, please. And that's where the episode ended. Like, Nicole having an absolute rager in her room behind closed doors. Who knows what she could be doing to, like, ease the pain back there.
I can't wait for the next episode. I want to watch it right now.
And maybe we will.
Oh. It was great. It was probably like 10, 15 minutes of beef, probably 10. Uh-huh. So you were just trudging through the first 20, but it was so worth it.
We even forgot, like, there was a weird little beef between Heather and Chelsea, but like, who cares? This was the main thing.
Oh, God, who cares? That's a little entree.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Great stuff. Let's see the fallout next time.
Let's see what happens. Let's see how this beef matures.
I'm excited. See you there, hopefully.
Thanks for listening. See you soon.
Talk to you soon.
We love you. Bye.
Bye.